Tantor Audio presents Huckleberry Christmas by Jennifer Beckstrand. Narrated by C.S.E. Cooney. Chapter 1. Crouched on her hands and knees, Anna Helmuth shined her flashlight into the darkest corner of the cellar, where old storage boxes and ancient furniture gathered dust. "Felty, dear," she called, hoping her voice carried up the stairs, through the cellar door, and into the kitchen where her husband washed up the dishes. He might not be able to hear her, but she could hear him singing at the top of his lungs. "Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need." It was no use. Felty was in one of his singing moods, and Anna wouldn't be able to make him hear her. She grunted as she tried to get to her feet. Her left leg had fallen asleep, and she couldn't budge an inch. Not a single inch. She turned off the flashlight, stowed it in her apron pocket, and slowly pushed herself backward with her hands. Her knees creaked like a pair of rusty hinges as she shifted to a sitting position. Propping her hand on a sturdy cardboard box, she attempted to pull herself up. No use. Her hinder parts would not cooperate. How had she gotten herself into this predicament? She was only 82 years old, for goodness sake, hardly an old lady. It must have been that extra biscuit with strawberry jam she'd eaten for breakfast. She could still hear Felty singing, "While going down life's weary road, I'll try to lift some traveler's load." Oh, how he loved that song. If only he knew how badly his wife needed her load lifted at this very minute. "Felty, dear," she called again. She might be forced to...